Good morning, world. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to you. Happy new month to you all. This is episode 79 on Tosh Face Podcast. I'm your host. If you're new here, Chantal McIntosh, and I really hope that this June is going well for you. I don't know about you, but it's going really fast for me. And there's just so much to be done, you know? So I really hope it's treating you well. And I hope that the plans that you have set out for yourself, you know, they're coming alive, you know, coming to pass, all of that stuff, getting good results, all of that good stuff. So in today's conversation, you will hear from Gabriella. And she is a former art teacher turned social media marketer. She specializes in, you know, social media for small businesses. So if you have a small business, you want to be listening to this. When we first spoke, you know, to try to set up an interview and that sort of thing, she told me that she pretty much applied for hundreds of, you know, entry-level marketing jobs, and she got immediate no's or no response from almost, you know, every single one. She said she wasn't qualified on paper, so to speak, but she knew she could do it if she got the job. So, you know, after waiting and not getting through to any, she decided to hire herself, and that is how she started her own social media marketing agency called Social Traction Studios. Yes, so Social Traction Studios is branding, community, and engaged focused for small businesses. So I want you to check her out on Instagram and Facebook at social.traction.studios. And those are the two platforms that she currently uses. And I'm going to drop this information in the show notes, of course, for you to reference. During the interview, we discussed various aspects of starting, you know, and running a social media marketing agency. In case you're listening and, you know, that is your passion, or that is something that you want to do, or you just want to get in contact with one that does it. So we discussed the inspiration and the motivation behind her starting such a business. We also explored the essential skills and knowledge that you are required, or that is required of you to succeed. So in this field, because she said she didn't have a marketing degree, but what she ended up doing to upskill herself was she took a course online, right, that has to do with social media. And those are some things that you can do to kind of upskill yourself if you're looking to go into a field that you didn't study in school per se. There are several courses out there that you can check out. You also need to determine the target market and your ideal clients, because you really cannot reach everybody. So you want to think about that for your agency. You also, we also spoke about the fact that there will be some challenges. So, you know, she spoke about what challenges she faced and how she was able to overcome them. You want to be prepared for that. We also touched upon effective marketing strategies to attract and retain the clients, because retention is very important. And she also ended with some advice for beginners who may want to start their social media marketing company, or you want to enter the industry, and some common mistakes that she made and how you can avoid them. Gabriella also shared her code/link for her HoneyBook, and that is pretty much a client management tool or software for small businesses. That's something that you can look into. And again, I will drop the link in the show notes for you to access. The code will actually give you up to 25% off for 1 year of HoneyBook services. So stay tuned to listen to this interview. Hope you will learn something. Soon come back.
Hi, this is Ashane Mays, and you're tuned into Tosh Base with Chantal.
All right, Gabriella, welcome to Tosh Base Podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview with me. We're going to start with an introduction so you can tell us who you are and what, you know, you do to get into the interview.
Yeah, so I'm Gabriella Yurevich. I own Social Traction Studios. And with that, I help other small businesses grow organically on social media, which is essentially anything that's not sponsored or boosted or an ad. So just, pretty much stories, reels, posts, anything not paid. And I do that on Facebook and Instagram, and I kind of emphasize on branding, community, and engagement.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. And I think marketing or just branding training is so important because sometimes, because of social media, we just think that we can just go and just put a particular hashtag and then that's it. But there's just so much more to it. And I'm really happy to talk to you about it today to help some people who are listening. So before we get into the specific questions, I want to ask you something real quick. If you had the attention of the entire world right now, right? For 5 minutes, what would you say?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one because there's so many different things you could say. But the one that I came up with, I feel like, is essentially just to be yourself. You're your own person. You get to make your own decisions. You don't have to base them off of other people's opinions, or even what you think you either should or shouldn't do. Because I'm finding a lot of the times there's not really such a thing a lot of the times as what you should or shouldn't do. There obviously are some things that you definitely shouldn't do. But most of the times, most of your options are not bad options.
Yeah,
And it's
that's
more
good.
so a matter of what you want to do. And whatever you do decide, it's not necessarily something you have to explain to yourself or have to have everyone understand or even agree with. And sometimes it's okay to be even seen as a little selfish because being seen as selfish is not always a selfish thing.
True, because you have to at some point put yourself, what your desires and stuff ahead, right? And you have to consider those. So that's true. All right, so tell us a little bit about what inspired you to start a social media marketing agency and, what really motivated you to pursue such a business venture.
So a lot of things went into it. It's kind of a really long story, but the short version of it essentially, I used to be an art teacher. I decided to kind of take a break from that for various reasons. Namely, it just was a very hard and long year with, a giant lack of support. And after being taken advantage of over and over, I decided to take some time and talk to a career counselor at my old college where I graduated at Southeast Missouri State University. Talked with them. We had lots of hard conversations, and I kind of was gearing towards something graphic design. I wanted to stay in something kind of like artsy per se, and I eventually kind of found out about social media marketing. And I kind of, started to learn a little bit more about it, and all of a sudden I was in this giant rabbit hole of social media marketing and was, completely enthralled in it. And I was kind of like, okay, this is it. This is what I want to do. So I started, learning even more, updating my resume, applying to literally hundreds of jobs. But it just was a thing where it's like, I don't have the marketing degree. I don't have the internships. It's something that I knew I could do, but on paper, I just didn't have those qualifications they were looking for. So it was just rejection after rejection. And I kind of came to a point where it was like, this is what I want to do. And if no one else is going to hire me, then I'm going to have to hire myself.
Hire
And that's
yourself.
kind of what I did. And that's how we're here.
Wow. I love it. I love that part where he said, if nobody's gonna hire you, you're gonna hire yourself. That's
Which is kind
beautiful.
of funny in a way, because in a sense, people still have to hire me. I just, get to convince people to hire me, which is kind of fun.
That's good. All right, so having started your own business, right? Having decided that okay, this is what I want to do and went ahead and started it. What are the essential skills and knowledge that you would say somebody needs To start a business like this, you know, of course, a successful one, because I see your posts from time to time on Instagram that shows that, you know, your company is growing, which is really good. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about some of the skills and that sort of thing that you would definitely need.
I would say really the biggest one, even with not even just social media, but starting any business at all, is going to be, you know, kind of your willpower, your determination, patience, perseverance. And definitely what's been for me is a willingness to learn, because, you know, like I said, I was an art teacher. I jumped into social media marketing. There's a lot of, you know, kind of gateways and connections and similarities that I've seen in it. But it's also, you know, a pretty steep learning curve at the same time. So, I mean, it really is kind of a testament to you can do anything you put your mind to. You just have to be willing to actually do it. And having, you know, with me having an art background, that definitely helps with the graphic design. That's, you know, a huge, huge, huge help with that. But again, really anything that, you know, you want to do, you can pretty much learn it if you're, you know, have enough drive and are willing enough to take the time to do it. For me, one of the most helpful things that I used to kind of learn, I guess, about social media marketing is I took a course on Coursera. Has a digital marketing certificate, so I kind of found out about that and took that and got certified, which, yeah, that was probably my greatest tool for kind of learning and kind of my reason for sticking to, you know, Facebook and Instagram specifically, instead of, you know, trying to branch out to everything.
Right. So how long did that course take you?
So I'm pretty sure on the course it says it's supposed to take like 6 months. I did it in like 8 months. But I also had just finished teaching, and so I just kind of had like a summer of figuring out what I wanted to do, essentially, since I was still, like, I still had my paycheck for a couple months, you know, over the summer, because I had chosen to do that instead of getting it all during the school year, which I'm glad I decided to do that. But yeah, I just kind of powered through it and got it done. So it, you know, again, it's all based on your willingness and determination.
All right. So how can someone determine their target market? Because you say you stick to Instagram. I know you spoke about Instagram and Facebook. So how can you help others to determine their target market and, you know, their ideal clients for their social media marketing agency or business?
Yeah. So I would say the biggest thing for me, at least, and this might be a little bit controversial to what other people might say, but I think really the biggest thing to consider first is kind of yourself and what you're wanting to do and what you're wanting to work with. And there's so many, like for social media specifically, there's so many social media platforms out there. You know, I know plenty of people that they, you know, they're just a digital marketing agency and they do it all. They do email, they do Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, like they do all of it. You know, and that's definitely something you can do. You know, it's great for some people. It's not, you know, I don't want to spread myself too thin necessarily, personally. So that's kind of an area where I have niched down, where I'm like, okay, you know, instead of trying to learn, you know, 20 different social media platforms, like I know Facebook and Instagram really well. Like those are the ones that I know. So that's what I'm going to stick with. And it also kind of makes it nice, because then I'm able to, you know, when I do have free time and I do want to get on social media, it's nice that I can hop onto like TikTok and not have to think about like
work,
business, not about work, because I don't do any work on TikTok. Right. So it still leaves me that little bit of area on social media platforms to kind of, you know.
Yeah, chill. I get you.
But the other thing, so then for me, since I, you know, niche down kind of more on the social media platforms, I kind of dip my toes in like all sorts of business industries. So there's a lot of social media you know, management people or marketing people that will do, you know, they only do like restaurants, or they only do, you know, health industry or beauty industry. I don't really do that. I'm kind of all over the place. Like, I have people in the restaurants, I have finance, agriculture, coffee shops. Like, I am kind of all over the place. You know, my branding kind of tends to lean itself more towards, you know, women-owned businesses, but I do have men-owned businesses as well. So it's not, you know, even though, you know, just looking at my content that I put out, you would kind of think that it would be more geared toward women, which it is, you know, partially intentionally, partially not. Like, it's not, you know, I don't only serve women-owned businesses, but like, I literally only have one client that's not. So for the most part, you know, I'm kind of geared towards, you know, small businesses for sure, really of any industry, and just Facebook and Instagram. I have people, you know, I have my same clients all the time, you know, ask me like, hey, do you do websites? Hey, do you do email marketing? And, you know, part of me is like, hey, I could do that. Like, that, you know, that would put more money in my pocket. But then I have to think like, okay, that's a whole other skill I have to learn, which isn't a bad thing.
Right.
You know, it could be something, you know, down the road later, but it's just not my focus right now. So I kind of have to keep that mark, you know, that mindset of, you know, that's not the path that I'm on currently. So I got to kind of stay focused.
Makes sense.
So, All right. It's just kind of up to yourself, really, who you want your market to be.
Gotcha. Because I was laughing when you mentioned that, because I have a friend that also does social marketing, or you know, with social, on social media. And so she said that she doesn't, sometimes she doesn't want to post personal stuff because she's just always posting for other people. So it's like, to her, it's just like, I don't want to post my own stuff. And that's why I was laughing when you said it, because you were mentioning the fact that you have a leisure time on TikTok, because you don't do business on TikTok. And that's a good way, I guess, to differentiate, you know, the platform that you're working on. So that's why I was snickering when you said that, because I have someone who could relate. All right. So how can, no, I asked you that already. What are some of the biggest challenges that, you know, new social media marketing agencies may face? You know, if you can remember the ones that you've been through, and how can people overcome these challenges?
I would say, you know, definitely from what I've seen from other people and for me, it's definitely a very reoccurring one for really any business that's just starting, is, you know, getting clients or customers. You know, you kind of have to be patient with building kind of your reputation and gaining trust. You know, and starting out, it's definitely a struggle. You know, you don't have the reviews yet, you don't have experience, you don't have proven results necessarily. You know, some people might more than others, you know, especially if you've had more experience in the field than I did starting out. But it just, you know, it's a little difficult to kind of get started. But once you do it, you know, it gets a lot easier as you keep progressing. It just, you know, again, the whole patience and perseverance thing really is a huge part of it. Things that have really helped me with getting clients personally, originally when I first started out, most of my clients I was getting through posting on Instagram. You know, several more months in, a lot of them now have been through like in-person networking events and or Facebook groups have been really beneficial, especially for, I book a lot of consultations recently from Facebook groups, which is
nice.
Really unexpected, but has really been great.
Okay. That's good.
But yeah, it's, you know, and another thing I feel like you kind of run into that's, you know, pretty common in running a business is having people that are not necessarily supportive of you. Not that some people are, you know, there's people, family and friends that won't necessarily be unsupportive, but they're not like 110% behind you. Like, they're a little skeptical, like, I have my mom sending me other jobs. Like, here's a job that would be good for you. And I'm like, thanks, mom. Like, I appreciate your concern.
But you're doing fine.
Right, but like I've got this. Like I know it's risky. I know what I'm doing, but just trust me. So a lot of part of it that's been really awesome is finding, especially other business owners, not even necessarily, ones that are in social media marketing specifically. I have those as well. But really just, the community of business owners in general is just so amazing. They really truly understand, and they are really the most supportive people.
That's
So that's
beautiful.
really been amazing, especially in my community. I have, several people that have just been, very encouraging and, amazing from day one.
That's good. That's good. What are the most effective marketing strategies that you would recommend for people who are listening to you? As to how they what they could use to attract and retain clients. I know you spoke a little bit about, in the beginning it was hard to get, but when you do get these clients, how do you retain them?
Yeah, so kind of again for getting them, your best way is connections and networking. I see a lot of businesses that are focused too much on selling, and not really enough on creating a community or engaging with their community or just being human. I see a lot of businesses that, especially on social media, they're just like a walking ad. And nobody wants to see that. Anytime I get like an ad on, Facebook or Instagram, I don't really take even 2 seconds to look at it. I see the word sponsored, I scroll
And
right
you just
past it. I don't, you know,
scroll.
I don't pay any mind to it half of the time.
Oh.
But, community is a big part of it, and forming those connections. Because even if those connections don't necessarily hire you for what you do or buy from you,
They can
there's a good
recommend
chance.
you.
Yep, there's a very high chance that they probably know someone that needs what you do, and there's a very high chance that, if they know you and trust you, they're probably going to recommend you to that person. So it really goes a long way. As for keeping clients, I've had a pretty good retention rate for clients, which is awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, I've kept a lot of the same clients for a long time. But I feel like the biggest thing is customer service. Anymore, it is hard to find that is good anywhere, even with, chains that you would think would have good, has the means to have good customer service, and they are oftentimes some of the worst. So I feel like even more than before, it really goes a long way, for people to know that you genuinely care. And if there are, which hopefully there aren't problems, but if there are, that they're going to be taken care of and solved. And that's another part of it too, is kind of, understanding that relationship that you have with your client. I have a lot of clients that are either, I have people on like total opposite ends of the spectrum. So I have, some clients that are very like strictly business, like, we're in and out of meetings, like we do what we need to do, we talk about what we need to do, and that's that. And then I have some other clients that, we're sending each other random reels on Instagram to each
Oh,
other, and we're just, kind of each other's biggest cheerleaders. So it
really?
also, is kind of up to, my client what kind of relationship they want to have.
Don't want to
You
have,
know,
yeah.
I'm fine with either. But the ones where we do get to kind of, have a more personal relationship are fun too. Just because even some of those where it has been, kind of like an after of the fact of us working together, them moving on to other things, we still can stay friends and, continue to support each other, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think so too. What would you say, though, are some of the most important tools and platforms that someone would need to run a successful social media marketing agency?
So the ones that I use, I obviously use Facebook and Instagram like 24/7 all the time. I'm on those way too many hours a day. And then Meta Business Suite, which a lot of people surprisingly don't know about. But it's basically just through, you know, Meta, Facebook, and Instagram. It's a way for you to see. It's kind of what I've heard from a lot of business owners is it's really intimidating, which is true. It's kind of a lot. But there is a place on it that has a planner where you can go in and schedule posts up to a month in advance, which is really, it used to be 3 months. They just changed it to 1 month, which is
1 month,
kind of sad, which is kind of sad. But you know, you still are able to schedule them in advance, you know, for a certain day and time. That way you're not always having to be, you know, having to be on Facebook, you know, making those posts in the moment. You're able to, you know, kind of batch content and push it out automatically. So that's a big one that I use a lot. Canva, I regularly have like 20 tabs of Canva opened on my browser at a time. And then other things I use Google everything, so like Gmail, Google Drive, Google Photos, all of that. That's kind of how I keep everything organized.
Yeah,
I'm very organized, so I kind of have like a calendar of, you know, who gets how many posts a week of this and that and what time and what days and if I've done things yet or not. And then Zoom, obviously I'm on Zoom calls a lot. And then for kind of my client management system, so like how I do like contracts and invoices and keep track of like those projects, all the fun stuff, as I like to say, I use Honeybook. Which is awesome. I love Honeybook a lot. And if anyone does ever want to try out Honeybook, I do have a referral code for 25% off for 1 year. So,
oh wow, you should tell us, so if they're listening, they could go ahead and use
So it's like a weird on like website, so I could maybe send that to you to put in the referral
in the show notes. Yeah, right,
it's like
perfect.
It's like honeybook.com/Gabriella and then like a bunch of numbers.
All right, no problem. So
but yeah, we can add those to that,
to the show notes for sure.
Yep.
But I just want him to hear that you did mention that you have a code for Honeybook, right? And it's a good tool to use.
Yep, it gets me a little bit of money off my Honeybook subscription, and it gets you know, the person who uses the code 25% off for 1 year, which is a really
good
deal.
Yeah, 25% is awesome. All right, so how do you say you're organized, which is very good. So I want to get to the point, you know, if you're talking about how do you stay up to date with some of the latest trends and that sort of thing in the social media industry?
Yeah, so most of it is really just through observation for the most part, especially when it comes to like reels with trending audios, just kind of being like, okay, I've heard this, you know, audio like 20 times today, like this one's obviously trending. And of course you can see like at the bottom too, the little like arrow pointing up will tell you it's trending and whatnot. So a lot of it's through observation. But I've also found with Facebook groups, I'm a part of a couple that are specifically just social media marketers. Which has been really helpful for just different troubleshooting things that I've run into. Like there was, probably like a month or so ago, there was a day where social media just kind of, or not social media, Instagram just kind of like disappeared for an hour. Yeah. And so, you know, it's kind of a thing where we can all hop on and be like, is this just a me problem or is everyone having this? And everyone's like, yeah, what the heck is going on? And you're like, okay, good. It's not just me then.
Just me, yeah.
And then aside from that is also like following, you know, specific accounts that are like made by or, you know, from those that are directly involved with, you know, those social media platforms, such as like Mark Zuckerberg or Adam Mosseri, you know, just to name a few, those that are kind of, you know, in charge of making those decisions and pushing that new information out.
Gotcha. And what advice would you give to someone who is listening to you right now and they're like, oh yeah, maybe they have found themselves in the same position like you, maybe they're looking for a job, cannot find it, and they're passionate about social media and becoming a social media marketer, or just having an agency like you, what advice would you give to them? And you know, what mistakes could they avoid?
So if I could go back in time and give myself advice, mm-hmm. things that I would do right off the bat is I would get business cards. That would be one of the first things I would business do. Cards. I waited way too long to get business cards. Mm-hmm. And that really should have been one of the first things I did, was get business cards and then start networking, not mm-hmm. just online. I, you know, obviously from the very beginning, being a social media marketer, I'm posting on social media all the time.
Right.
But being online isn't going to solve 110% of your problems. you know, so even if you do hire me, I can't solve all of your problems. I can help. But, you know, there's also the in-person aspect of networking and yeah. stuff too. So like local chambers of commerce and just really, you know, networking with other businesses in the community, you know, are really, really important and a great place to start.
Okay. And what do you think are the best times to post on social media if you want to get something just go viral, or you just want something to blow up, like, you know, get a lot of attention? What have you seen from the trends?
So this is kind of an interesting question, because people always have answers for this, and mm-hmm. There's really not a one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there was a one size fit all for social media and it was easy, I would be out of a job.
Right.
But it really, so you can go into your insights on Meta Business Suite and kind of look at when your followers are active and whatnot. So it really just depends on your target audience. A lot of, I mean, generically speaking, a lot of your good times are going to be, you know, early morning when people are waking up, you know, first thing they do, pick up their phone. Yeah. You're going to get a lot of hits then, or, you know, when people are taking a break for lunchtime, you know, midday. That's another good time. Or, you know, when people are getting off of work, mm-hmm. to like 5-6 o'clock, or, you know, when people, you know, when people are getting home, or when people are going to bed.
Yeah.
And then another thing is not posting like at the top of the hour or at the 30-minute mark. So kind of choosing like an obscure time to post, I guess. So like mm-hmm. instead of posting at like 11 o'clock, maybe post at like 11:07. I would just choose like a, you know, kind of like an obscure time where it's like, you know, someone's not gonna choose that time, but like schedule in advance. And then, you know, keep that same time. So that's really the biggest part where it comes into planning a time, is just, you know, scheduling those posts in advance, mm-hmm. so that those posts are going to hit at 11:07 every day that you post,
right,
you know,
right.
whatever the time it is you come up with, but just so mm-hmm. it's the same time.
Gotcha. All right. And for those who are listening to you, because you really shared some smart ideas that I think can work for startup, you know, if they're listening, how can people contact you to get more yeah. information, or to even work with you or hire you or that sort of thing?
Yeah, so I am on social media a lot, like all the time. So really the best way to contact me is on Facebook and Instagram. I'm on both of those at mm-hmm. social.traction.studios.
Okay, social.traction.studios. Okay.
Yes.
And I love to end my podcast with affirmations, so I'm gonna get your I am. It could be your I am for today, or for the week, or for the month, or for the rest of the year, whichever. But let's hear it.
Yeah, I feel like mine for, I don't know, I don't really have a set
mm-hmm.
period of time for it, I guess. So I guess just kind of like for the season, I guess kind of full circle a little bit, but I am my own person.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it starts with, it goes back to what you said in the introduction that, be yourself. And that's fascinating. Thank you so much, Gabriella, for sharing with us today. I don't know if you want to add anything else for the listeners who are listening. But if you do, you can go ahead and add whatever else you want to add.
Yeah, just thanks for listening in, and I hope what you heard and what I had to say today was helpful. And if you'd like to work with me, I'm always accepting new clients, so feel free to contact me, and I'd love to get in touch with you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Alrighty. Alright, so if you made it this far, then you are one of my favorite humans. I'd also like to think that you enjoyed this episode. So do me a favor, no? And rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can be one of the first to be notified when a new episode is available. Also, tell a friend to tell a friend and grow with us. I hope something resonates with you from this episode so you can use it to your advantage and keep going. Blessings, always.